USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry joining President Trump in the East Room of the White House to talk about environmental issues.
At the Department of Energy, we have championed both the historic development of our nation's resources and the technological breakthroughs that are just literally cascading across this country in ways to use energy more cleanly, more efficiently than anyone ever thought possible before.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announcing the formation of a new commission, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Pompeo described the objectives.
The commission is composed of human rights experts, philosophers and activists, Republicans, Democrats, and independents of varied backgrounds and beliefs will provide me with advice on human rights grounded in our nation's founding principles and the principles of 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Trump administration with a warning for Iran, USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
On Monday, Vice President Mike Pence was delivering remarks to the Christians United for Israel conference in Washington, D.C. The vice president had a message for everyone regarding Iran.
The president also made one other promise. He promised to stand up to the world's leading state sponsor of terror. And he did just that when he withdrew the United States of America from the disastrous Iran nuclear deal. There will be no more pallets of cash to the mullahs in Iran.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In other news, beware of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain. At the second day of the annual running of the bulls, at least 5 people hurt, including 2 Americans. One man from San Francisco, the other from Kentucky. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To entertainment news now, Stevie Wonder about to take a break from performing, USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
Stevie Wonder will be taking a break from music. The legendary singer-songwriter made this announcement during a concert in London.
What's going to happen is this. I'm going to have surgery. I'm going to have a kidney transplant. September of this year. I have a donor. It's all good. I want you to know I came here to give you my love.
The Detroit Free Press reported that Wonder had been battling a serious but manageable health issue and has been touring overseas with a full medical team. Wonder learned to play piano, drums, and harmonica before the age of 9 and signed to Motown in 1961. Since then, he's won 25 Grammys, an honorary award, and has been nominated for the Grammys 74 times. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The U.S. Women's World Cup soccer team arrives back in the States and is ready to party after beating the team from the Netherlands Sunday 2-0, the final score in France. A parade scheduled for Wednesday in New York City. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi congratulating the team on the big win.
In a bipartisan way, we invited them to the Capitol as a group, or if they just want to come individually with their families, any way they'd like to come, we'd like to welcome them and to honor them. But aren't we proud of them?
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.